Jesus and his disciples had been around the countryside of Galilee. Jesus had been healing people, feeding them, and teaching them about God. The religious leaders and scholars had questioned him and tested him, trying to figure out who he was and what he was doing. Jesus asked his disciples, "What are people saying about me? Who do people say that I am?" James said, "Some people say you are John the Baptist." Andrew jumped in, saying, "But others say that you are Elijah." And Thomas continued, "And still others think you are Jeremiah or one of the prophets." While all the disciples started telling what they had heard, Jesus thought to himself, "Interesting that everyone thinks I'm a dead person, but I suppose they are hoping I am here to announce the coming of the Messiah, like John and Elijah, or that I speak God's words like the prophets." Then Jesus paused and said, "But who do you say that I am? What do you tell people?" There was some hemming and hawing, and then Simon Peter spoke loudly and confidently, "Jesus, you are the Messiah, the Son of the living God." The rest of the disciples looked at Simon Peter, stunned. He said it. Could it be? Jesus looked directly at Peter and said, "Blessed are you, Simon. No one has told you this. Only God could have let you know who I am." Jesus placed his hand on Simon Peter's shoulder and continued, "I tell you now, you are Peter, and you are like your name, rock solid. On you, my rock, I will build my church. It will be a new community of believers and followers of God's way. And nothing, not even all that's bad in the world, will overcome it. Peter, I'm giving you the keys to the kingdom. That means you'll be in charge." As happy as Jesus was to hear Peter's declaration and the confidence in his voice, Jesus knew Peter and the others were a long way from understanding what it meant that he was the Messiah, the Savior. Jesus could see in Peter's gaze that he was already thinking of what it meant to have authority, to be able to make things happen. So Jesus told the disciples not to tell anyone that he was the Messiah. He knew people were not ready to hear the news yet. The disciples, and even Peter himself, would wrestle with and fail to understand what they had just heard. It would take them a while to understand what it meant that Jesus was the Messiah.